Hi, welcome to Wake Up, the Truth About Alexa. I'm Lauren Johnson, founder of Alexa is a Human. On this podcast, you will hear true personal stories from people worldwide sharing the impact that Alexa as a wake word has had on them. You will hear expert opinions in fields such as technology, education, psychology, and more. We will dive into corporate ethics and responsibility, name bombardment, and how Amazon's choice to use a human name as a wake word is causing young children, teens, and women to experience severe bullying, sexual harassment, suicidal ideation, name changes, anxiety, therapy, identity erasure, and more. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to today's show. Today we are interviewing Lauren Johnson. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for starting this with me, Daniel.
Lauren, for those people who are not familiar with you, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what this is all about?
Sure. So, hello, everyone. My name is Lauren Johnson. I live in Massachusetts with my husband and our two daughters and our oldest child, who is a four-legged lab. And we, as parents, I think I want to preface this conversation. We're going to talk about Alexa today and the wake name choice. As parents, our parenting style is really, I'd say, a mix of both somewhat modern, but mostly one generation removed. And so when things come up for either of our children, we try and give them the tools to be able to work with these things themselves and build skills when it comes to teasing or bullying or harassment for themselves, not only for childhood, but into adulthood as well. And I say that because the reason that I am doing this podcast is because our oldest daughter, Alexa, is bullied. And about 2 years ago when I started this, she was being severely bullied, not only at school, by strangers and basically anywhere we went. And it's one of those things where at first we didn't think it was a big deal. We really didn't. And it was manageable. But I'll tell you, when you go to the grocery store and a complete stranger makes fun of your child, that's when it hits you that, okay, perhaps this isn't normal. Perhaps this isn't normal bullying, and we need to do something about it. So, you know, not necessarily in a helicopter mom fashion, but in the way that is, you know, not angry and not getting upset. And so what I decided to do was to write a letter to Amazon. And that letter to Jeff Bezos and to all Amazon employees ended up getting a lot of attention. It was picked up by some news media. And fast forward a little bit, I created a website and was invited to a voice conference where I met you, Daniel, and many other people. And now it's not just me. It's a team of volunteers who are very passionate about this and unfortunately have experienced the negative impact of this wake name as well.
So my heart really goes out to you, you know, and your daughter for this situation. When I heard you talk at Project Voice, it was a really thought-provoking moment for me because up until this point, I've always encouraged people to use new technology. I encourage people to get online back in, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s. I encourage people to use email and social media. And this was the first time that I saw the firsthand effects of what a technology that was deployed not 100% the best way could cause. And so if you kind of are looking at this as what's the big deal, how would you answer that question?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. So this is certainly not an anti-Amazon campaign or an anti-technology campaign, because I fully support, and I think as a group, we fully support all of the technology, the voice technology, and everything that goes along with it and the benefits that it can provide. This is, however, a campaign to raise awareness around Alexa as a wake word, as I will refer to it as a wake name, because it is a human name. And this is why it's different and probably a not a well thought out choice on Amazon's part. Because I would say from personal experience and others, many people are harassed or bullied in their lifetime, but this is very different. This is name bombardment and it's really inescapable. So I'd say any mom can relate and, say that, or a parent for that matter, I should say any parent can relate and say that there's nothing worse, even being picked on by yourself, than your child being picked on. And then couple that with, it's not just people yelling at her on the bus to do her homework in a commanding voice like she's a servant. And it's not just, you know, someone saying something in the grocery store when they hear her name. It's the fact that it's inescapable and that it's so ubiquitous in our lives that it's different than anything else. So you can use an example of Storm Sandy or Mikey Life Cereal, but none of those really it's not dismissing that that didn't hurt people in different ways, but unless your name is Siri or Alexa, this is nearly impossible to understand because it's not bullying in person by peers. It's not bullying in person by complete strangers or by adults that these children are supposed to look up to. And it's not just sexual harassment. It's not just workplace harassment. It's all of these things combined. And then you go home to relax and there's a commercial on TV shoving it right back in your face, or a commercial on the radio or podcast or whatever it is you're listening to. So it's, like I said, pretty inescapable no matter where you go. There's really no safe zone from it.
Can you talk a little bit about the way that people use the term as if someone who has this name should do whatever they want? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I've said this in the past, but this is what really, I think, irritates us the most. As my husband and I say, if we had named our daughter Servant, people would think we were completely insane. I mean, I think our family might disown us and we might be all over the news. And yet Amazon has done that for us and somehow that's okay. And I wouldn't, even myself, I wouldn't have thought of this unless I experienced it. It's something that you really have to experience in order to see. And so that's why I'm trying to raise awareness so that people will see this. Because if your name isn't Alexa and your daughter isn't Alexa, you're probably not even going to think about it. Most people's reaction are like, ugh, wow, didn't think of that. I apologize. Or I'm going to change it. Because the way people speak to it has to be a very commanding voice for you to be able to recognize, or the technology to be able to recognize your voice. You usually have to speak loudly. So it's not like, hi, Alexa, could you please tell me what the weather is today? It's Alexa, what is the weather? You know, so now you have kids on the bus saying, Alexa, bark. Alexa, do my homework. And then I go on social media and I might look at some sort of decorations for the house, home decor. And I see a sign that says, Alexa, do the laundry. And it's so offensive as a mom to see my daughter's name used in that fashion. And so, I don't know. I hope that helps explain a little bit.
Yeah, it does. One of the things that I think people do not give enough thought to is how many people have this name already. Do you know, and I don't mean to put you on the spot with statistics or anything, but how common of a name is this?
So I can tell you that the name's definitely declined in the last couple of years. Clearly, yeah. This is a result of the device. The last time I looked, which was numbers from a year ago, there were 3,000 babies born in the U.S. I don't know how I got that information from the Social Security website. I don't know how to get world numbers, but I know that this is a worldwide issue, and I have people reaching out to me from the UK, from Germany, from Australia, I mean, everywhere. So I don't know what the larger numbers are, but at least for the US, with Alexa's, there's, you know, in 2015, that was the most popular year. There were 6,000 babies born that year. So, I mean, you multiply that times 18 and those are the children. And then as far as women, I don't know. But if you add in Alexis and a few other names that are similar, that are triggering to the device, you're in the millions.
Right. And I think the statistics that I saw from the Census Bureau, I think it was, were similar to what you're describing. And there are 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds who do have this name. I think it definitely had peaked in popularity around the 2010, 2015 mark.
2015.
In terms of time. And then from what I saw, the graph, it really showed like the name going almost off a cliff down in terms of people giving that name to their newborns. But that doesn't mean that there aren't millions of people still out there who are affected by this situation that you're describing. So just because the number has gone down since exactly. Amazon launched this technology doesn't mean there aren't still a lot of people dealing with this issue. So this certainly isn't going to be something that, you know, is just changed overnight. And I know that's something you are really trying to figure out the best way to make happen or to adjust this whole scenario. So what is your goal for this podcast? And ultimately, what is your goal for this whole situation overall?
So my goal is to raise awareness. And I'm going to give this example because I don't think this is a problem of an issue of bullies or mean people harassing or anyone's intention. I think this is comes from a completely innocent place and there's no fault here. However, I will say that awareness needs to be raised. So for example, I'm going to give this story. So at Christmas time, my daughter, Alexa, and I put together a donation for a homeless family, a local homeless family.
Oh, that's really nice.
And she was so excited to wrap gifts for these two young boys and the mom. And, you know, she helped me shop and wrap and deliver. And we get to go drop them off. And this volunteer had a kind heart and had no intention of offending us whatsoever. But when we got there, she, you know, asked our names to put down on the list. And I told her my name is Lauren. And she said, oh, I love that name. It's my daughter's name. It's so beautiful. And then my little one comes up and, you know, she says, what's your name? And she tells her Emily. And she's like, oh, Emily, what a classic, beautiful name. And then she looks at Alexa and she says, and what's your name? And she says, Alexa. And she kind of giggles and she goes, oh, that stinks. And so she's so excited about this. And she's, you know, doing this really good thing. And she's a sensitive kid. So she knows exactly what the impact is. And she's proud of herself. And then she gets that. And then, you know, I just politely said to the woman, I said, actually, yeah, it really stinks. We wish they hadn't chosen a name as a, well, they call it virtual assistant, which I think is clever. I would call it a virtual servant. But, you know, I wish they hadn't chosen that. And yes, we get it all the time. And she kept pressing because she wanted to ask more questions. But I could see my daughter, Alexa, who is 9, shoulders down, head slumped, like just body reaction. You could see her physically going into a shell. And so when we got into the car, I said to her, did that bother you? And she said, yeah. And, you know, a few tears came. And I just said, it's a beautiful name. And, you know, I reassured her and we had the conversation again. And like I said, we try and give her skills to build it up and talk about it a little bit when it's more on the defense. I don't bring it up unless something happens, just because I don't think it's necessary to talk about it all the time or to trouble her with something if there isn't something going on. But I guess my point of telling that story is that this isn't just some bully on the bus. This is every person not realizing how offensive it is. And it's the grocer, you know, just talking to you and trying to make conversation and saying, I like your unicorn shirt and what's your name? And then laughing at you. So this, like I said, I think this is, do I expect society to change in one fell swoop? No. And do I expect Amazon to listen to my one letter and change a billion-dollar successful product name over this brand? No. But I think they should. I think they should listen because it's not just me. It's thousands, if not millions, of people that are affected. Unfortunately, we have teenagers with suicidal ideation. And, you know, I don't want that to get a step further, which is the weight on my shoulders. So this started as something for my daughter, but now 99% of it is really just carrying the weight of all of these other women and children and families that are struggling and need a voice. And so that's why I decided to do this podcast.
I'm really glad you said all that. This story that you told, it really touches me for two reasons. Number one, if your daughter had done something wrong and then, you know, got in the car and was all slumped down, you know, it would sort of make sense. But in this case, she didn't do anything wrong. She was, like you said, trying to do something nice in a time of giving. So that part is really challenging. And then the second part that really speaks to me is I met you in January 2020, right? And at that point, you were speaking on stage about this issue because it had been going on for some time. Now you fast forward another year. So your daughter in her 8 years of life has been dealing with this for, it seems like, the majority of it, right? Because you don't really remember what happens when you're 2 and 3 and, you know, you're learning to talk and all. But it seems like now at this point, the majority of her life has been dealing with an issue that she didn't ask for. She didn't cause. It's not through her behavior of, you know, anything to get in this situation. And you certainly didn't anticipate that a technology would grow that didn't even exist when your daughter was born. So there's a lot of things there that really resonate because of your story. If you don't mind, can you tell us where people can find you online to support you? And so they can reach out either to get in touch with you or to help your efforts.
Of course, yeah. So the webpage that I started, and you can read the letter that I wrote to Amazon, or letters, I should say, that I wrote to Amazon on there, is alexaisahuman.com. So alexaisahuman.com also will have a link to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or any most social media that we're on. And like I said, it's now a group of us, a team of people who are very passionate about this and unfortunately have shared similar experiences in different scenarios. And so we're looking to raise awareness.
Okay, and what can we look forward to for future episodes of this show?
So for future episodes, I'd like to have not only parents like myself, but people with the name Alexa, women who have experienced harassment in the workplace or in other places, parents, friends, if they're willing. We've had some teens that have experienced, in college-age women who experienced sexual harassment, so perhaps from their perspective. But I think what we really need to discuss is the topic of ethics and corporate responsibility, and we'll have some guests on that perhaps can give us a professional perspective on those topics.
Excellent. Lauren, this has been great. Thank you so much for your time and sharing your stories with us.
Thank you, Daniel.